Hard to believe, Concern Hotline, turning 50 years old. Here to tell us all about the upcoming celebration gala is Rusty Holland. He's executive director of Concern Hotline. Rusty, congratulations on 50 years. I know you haven't been there all 50 years, but congratulations none the same.
Thank you, Barry. I appreciate it. I feel like I've been here all 50 years. I've been with Concern for a little over 20 years now myself. Started as a fish fryer. Some of the people are familiar with our annual fish fry.
Absolutely.
And I have kind of matriculated into the executive director's chair.
Let's talk about the good work of Concern Hotline and what you folks do.
Well, Concern Hotline was founded in 1968 by some local entrepreneurs and philanthropists who responded to the high level of suicides from returning veterans from Vietnam. There was a highest level of suicide on the East Coast per capita in our area, due, number one, to the high number of young men from the Shenandoah Valley who went to Vietnam to fight. But when they returned with what we now call PTSD, but back then they referred to as shell shock or battle fatigue, there were no services, and they didn't know how to get in touch with them. And these local people decided there has to be a way to connect these veterans with some services. So they started Concern Hotline. And they decided that it was to be an anonymous and confidential hotline where people can call and receive referral information on how to get help for what they need. Fast forward 50 years, we're still doing that information and referral. However, we consider ourselves a compassionate listening hotline that specializes in suicide prevention. We last year answered a little over 5,500 calls.
My word.
We responded to a little over 160 actual suicide interventions. We don't get feedback. We don't keep the names of our people, so we're not really sure how things ended up. We just know that while they were on the phone with us, we got someone to help them.
Somebody that cared was in touch with them.
Somebody who cared, and that's our slogan, call us, we care. Our mission is to calm and comfort our neighbors in times of stress or crisis. We tell people you can call us for any reason. Our listeners are volunteers, and they're all trained in the topics that are most pertinent to our phone lines. We are a local community hotline. We're not tied into any other national or other hotlines. So we feel that we have a really good handle on the needs of the Northern Shenandoah Valley. We sponsor four numbers in the Valley, and our main number in Winchester and Frederick County is 540-667-0145. But if you go to our website at concernhotline.org or visit us on our Facebook page at Concern Hotline, you will see our other three numbers that are supported in Warren, Shenandoah, and Page counties.
So celebrating 50 years, man, you got to do this upright. So coming up on June the 28th, you're going to the GW Ballroom.
Well, we really are lucky that we have Senator Cree Deeds, 25th District from Bath County, who will come and be our keynote speaker, speaking about the mental health and suicide intervention plans in the state of Virginia. We also are establishing a new memorial fund that night in the memory of Virginia Supreme Court Justice Henry Whiting, who was a Winchester resident, passed away a few years ago, and we are starting a memorial fund as he and his wife were the founders of Concern Hotline, along with a couple other individuals, and their son is doing a matching grant for us that begins that day. We've served the community well for 50 years, and we're looking to get a really good start into our second half century.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be an awesome celebration there on June the 28th at the George Washington Hotel there in the Grand Ballroom. Now, seating is limited. How do we go about getting tickets? Can we go right to the website?
You can go to our website and then click on the events. Actually, the banner is news. You click on news and the event will pop up and you click on the event. It'll take you right to Eventbrite where you can purchase your tickets. Or you can come to our physical office at 301 North Cameron Street, Suite 201. And we're still at this point accepting opportunities for sponsorship.
The website, concernhotline.org. Rusty Holland is the executive director. Rusty, thanks for what you and your compassionate listeners do for us day in, day out. And thanks for being with us this morning.
Barry, a pleasure is all mine. I appreciate your time and I appreciate you getting our message out for us.